I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Sanctions, sanctions, did you know Willie Niles? Anybody remember that banger?
It was a banger.
Sanctions, 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 and no natty too.
Well, that's just a given.
I can recite like your entire verse.
Just why?
Off the top of my head. I don't know. It's like etched in my brain.
Better get a fucking remix out, a new, you know, updated remix.
I don't know that I can even do that with the technology now. Like, we were in a studio, so that shit was easy back then. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, look up the TSB Christmas song on YouTube. It's a banger.
For its time, 16 years ago?
Yeah.
It went hard.
Sure did.
Yeah, when did you turn into Hulk Hogan here? Fucking real American, rocking your M's American flag?
Yeah, you like that? Yeah. I got, thanks to, shout out to Booble in Discord for sharing a link that the M's put up. They were doing like a discount on hats. And so this is like 4th of July hat from 2024, I think. Like, this shit's a banger. It's got the little fucking string here. That's what's up.
I don't know about the string, man.
You don't like the string? I thought the string was gangster. I love that shit.
I like the string.
Yeah. See?
Not on a new era hat like that. Like, if it was
one. Oh, you want it to be like a fucking snapback trucker hat? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's what the strings go on. Yeah.
Those do not go on my dome. Sorry. Remember when we were in kid sports when we were kids? That's like all we had. We had those trucker hats that were like, they were like foam.
Foam had foam front. Yeah.
God, those were awesome. I wish I hung out with some of these.
I mean, I'm a fitted hat purist, like, you know, any red-blooded American is. Yep. But you have to have some. They don't make enough quality hats anymore that are fitted. You have to delve into. I prefer a flex fit if I can find the flex fit. But you have to get some snapbacks now if you can.
You guys are like 6-7 years like past.
I'm not whiskey on here too.
There you go.
I'm not whiskey on this. Like, I used to have this issue because I got a big dome. It used to be impossible to buy fitted that like actually worked out because they didn't have my size. That changed like 10-15 years ago. Like, there's an influx of fucking hats that'll fit big domes now. So,
no, but the problem there is zero quality Oregon Duck hats that are fitted.
Not true. I have like
it is 100% true.
Like, you're wrong.
Go out right now. Try to buy a duck hat that looks good, that's fitted. You're not finding one.
Yeah, Ski. You just go to the duck store, man. They have like a billion hats. Like, they do.
They don't have any ones that are good. They're not cool, man.
Aren't they flex fit?
No.
They're the cool ones are flex. Yeah, see, this guy is not what he's talking about, because I've been looking for an Oregon hat for years now.
Sounds like a skill issue, bud. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. I think you've just hit that age. You've aged out of cool hats.
Oh, have I?
Apparently. That's why you have a rope on your hat right now.
Yeah, you're very in the minority here with the rope hats. Very
not
in the minority.
A rope guy.
You take a quick look in the old chat. You see where you're living, but you're the 1%. The 1% though. That's a ski.
50 hats that aren't MLB hats or baseball hats are insane. You don't buy them. Like, I have a Chiefs one, I have a Blazers one, and I'm like, these aren't what God intended for them to be. That's a baseball hat. No other sport shall infringe on the 5950. For all the other sports like this, I get snapbacks or dad hats or whatever. Baseball, I will stay true to the 5950.
I have one snapback that I like. It's a Blazers hat. In my whole life, one snapback I have liked. It is what it
and
is.
It's a Zers. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen you rock a Zers hat.
Yeah.
Do you have
it? Yeah, it's been a few years since I've worn it. I've moved on to bigger and better hats since then. It's like I used to wear it all the time back in the day, and so it got kind of dirty too. So,
I mean, you also haven't watched a Blazer game in like 7 years.
Why would anybody watch a Blazer game? Like, why would anybody watch basketball right now? Like, if you live in the state of Oregon, what is to watch? Like you idiots have fucking season tickets to that shit show. Like, I don't.
Well,
I don't
I mean,
yeah.
I.
Yeah, well, look, you want to know what the biggest dork in the Oregon universe is? Is the person that just watches Oregon football. What a dork. What a dweeb. How hard is that? Oh, my gosh.
Show up to your six games and call it good.
Right, yeah. I went to two games this year. Yeah, I'm a real fan. Dork. Oh, it's real hard to root for the team that spends the most on a roster every year and actually gets their asses kicked every time the game matters.
I know you're not talking about me because I fucking
no. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that, you know, there is a substantive portion of the Oregon fan base that is like, I just watch football. I mean, cool.
Hey, good on you, King, for going to that Minnesota game. I didn't have the heart. To go to that one.
What else was I going to do? Watch Netflix? Keep starting at 7:30 at night. No.
I might have considered watching Netflix at the game. Just get my phone out. The basketball ain't pretty. So.
Now, was that the worst game you've ever seen of a Dana Altman team?
No, not even close.
Ever, no.
That was bad. Like, that was.
But the season was. Shellstad's not playing. The season functionally ended.
It's over.
A month ago. It's been over.
They just came off a big W.
But, like, I'm not going to get fired up that Desdrick Lindsay can't hit a three against a zone. Like, yeah. He's not supposed to be playing 20 minutes a game. Like, I just can't get fired up over that. The season ended when Shellstad's season ended.
I mean, this season might end before that, even if Shellstad was healthy, they're not a good team.
No, well, yeah, well, the season kind of ended. I'm sure we've said this before. I think their first game was against Hawaii, I believe. Shellstad was out for the first like four or five games or what, three or four, and came back early. And you saw, if he doesn't play, they're terrible. So, you know. But at some point, Oregon basketball will be good again, and I will have paid my dues. Mm-hmm. Someone will get on a microphone in 2029 and be like, I went to MacArthur Court at Dylan Brooks trying to fit in, and I'll be like, you can go fuck yourself.
Dude.
Go watch Ducks versus them. Go watch Dan Lanning recite lines that his Ghost Rider wrote. I am happy for you. You don't think he's a ghost writer? Please.
Do you think he has like a room of writers? I love this.
No, I think he just has like one.
He hires like
two.
You know, he hires like three or four college kids and they watch all the movies.
They're not paying those college kids. Those are interns.
No, that's content. Yeah, that's premium content.
Dan Lanning does not. You ever watch Dan Lanning do a live interview? He's really not that entertaining.
Yeah.
Really not.
He's pretty.
Then you watch him combative. and he's coming up with all these quips. Yeah. Okay, Dan, I see you.
Are you saying, does he got cue cards? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that he is fed lines before the game.
So you're saying he has an earpiece in getting one of those? Like,
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just
like Serrano de Bergerac up in here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He goes into Saturday afternoons, Saturday evenings, and he knows, say this line, and then he can bullshit off that line. But he doesn't come up with those. And like I've said before, come on. He's doing repeats. We are 2 years in a row. Come on. Cuts next. He's doing that thing 2 years in a row. Get a new writer. Get a new season, Dan. Let's go. Because watching those Ducks versus them the last half of the year was kind of painful. It's like, I've watched a lot of reruns. I've watched a lot of reruns in my life. But, yep, Dan, your writers are, is there a strike going on somewhere?
This is where we need to do our like journalistic integrity jobs here. This is where we need to go to a press conference, or he's walking out of practice and we're off to the side yelling at him. Like, who's your ghostwriter, Dan?
Yeah.
Why did season two of Ducks vs. Them fall off? What happened? Was there a strike? Did you fire an intern? We gotta do
well, he
kind of
he, whoever, either him or the writer, they need a villain. I mean, Signetti was kind of the only one that was trying to
pull something. And you want to know what?
They didn't come out with exactly.
Yeah. Not once, you know, but twice.
It's, you know, it's easy. It's easy when you have Dion in Colorado to be the villains, and you could just squash them. Yeah, when you run into the
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, you're talking shit about PJ Fleck. Ooh,
yeah, exactly.
Ooh, wow.
When the villain punches you in the mouth, you're kind of hard to chirp back at him.
Jump around like you can't do jump around next year. Your shtick sort of ran out already. Like that was sort of the best part about that first year of it too, is like it's the first time you've played at these places, and so it is new. You can do a bunch of fun shit. Now you're in the doldrums. Now you're playing boring ass Big Ten games, and you're just gonna have to fucking win. You know.
See, don't you guys kind of wish it was more like Dan Campbell saying just like absurd shit? Like instead of like quoting movies, say you go bite their fucking knees. I mean, isn't that a little more?
I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm just kind of out on that whole thing right now. I could use a year of no Ducks versus Them, really.
When?
As a motivational tool, I'm like, I got it. That's cool.
Yeah.
Pop a title then.
So my question about it is like, who does it serve? Like, it's great.
Well,
great publicity.
It's a recruiting tool.
Well, is it? Is it? That's my, I'm asking. Like, I don't know that it actually is. Like,
I mean, it puts him out there. You know,
do high school
they
kids
get good
give
views?
A okay. I don't know. Like they now Lanning is a known entity. So like I feel like the first year was like really good for branding for Dan Lanning. Specifically Dan Lanning and the program he runs. Now everybody knows him. So like what purpose does it serve? Like,
yeah. What was that? What was that poll? What was Lanning the fourth ranked coach?
Yeah, it did its job. So like, why keep doing it? I don't know. Yeah. Like,
and can you put some respect on PJ Fleck, the 47th ranked coach coming into next
year? I'm just saying, like it was kind of corny to watch Dan Lanning be like, they think they're golden. No, they're bronze. Look at the standings.
You're punching down, brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That works when you run the table in the Big Ten and win the Big Ten championship. But yeah.
It also works better when your season doesn't always end with a 40-point loss.
That is the other thing, yes. I'm kind of with you. Maybe tone that down till you don't get blown out in the playoffs. Like, at least how about like that?
I've said it before, and people in the Discord jumped on me in real time. That the Texas Tech one was so corny. That was so punching down. They stick out a sand on the ranch. Oh, cap. No cattle. Shut the fuck up, Dan. It's Texas Tech. Shut the fuck up.
Well, like that's the thing too.
What did Joey McGuire ever do to you?
Well, that's the thing too. Is like
this, nicest guy in the world.
This stuff is supposed to.
And
be
your
like,
team didn't even play particularly well. No, your offense stunk.
You did.
Got its ass kicked. Defense played well. Offense was shit.
Well, it's like you say that to your team. Like, yeah, say all these things to your team, get them motivated to go win the game, right? But, like, we don't need to see it because it's a a lot of the time it's a bad look. And it doesn't serve the purpose it started out serving for the program.
Right. Like, the Colorado one. Great.
Perfect.
Talking shit about Colorado. Not Perfect. Only did they come into that game being brash, there was the video that the Sanders brother that doesn't play ball.
Yep.
Their marketing guy put out of them just rubbing their feet on the O, you know, whatever, we can really care about that or not, talking about how small the stadium is and blah, blah, blah. Colorado walked right into that one. There have been some coaches that have walked right into it, but every week where I'm like, Dan, you don't have to be this aggrieved. You like, Behind closed doors, you can.
No, exactly. But, this is supposed to be behind closed doors. That's the point. Like, they're giving us this backstage pass stuff, and maybe we don't need that, you know?
He's really messing with my cortisol levels. That's for sure. That's all I'm trying to say.
But that's the last thing any of us need.
But back to Oregon basketball. Yeah, Oregon basketball sucks.
Is Dan Lanning a Foyd?
He is a Foyd.
Okay.
But, like, yesterday, Thursday, I don't even know, Tuesday, it was Tuesday. I was reading something on a Duck message board because I don't really go out on message boards during football season because, again, it's easy to be like, Dante Moore rules. You know, when you're going 11-1, 12-0, it's pretty easy to whatever. Everything rocks. And we're kind of a hipster Discord with basketball, baseball, softball, you know, women's basketball, you know. Even Duck Duck Chef will drop lacrosse knowledge on us.
Yeah. We're very forward thinking, our Discord.
So I went to, I believe it was Duck Territory. I could be wrong. Don't hold me to that. And they were like, this basketball season is unacceptable. Yeah, it is. I agree. And then the talking point melted down to, and I cannot believe that we gave $10 million combined to Shellstad, Biddle, and okay, so $10 million for three players, right? Let's just look at the number. Was it that lazy math?
Yeah, I thought it was like five each or something, wasn't it? Like, I forget.
Oh,
it's like,
listen, just okay. No, just listen to me. This is, again, you're saying five each. That is an insane amount of money you're talking about.
I'll shut up.
Please do. So let's make it $3.3 million each. So that is just a easy, lazy math, right? And it doesn't make someone making $5 million out of the five. Does that make sense? So they're paying three players $10 million combined, $3.3 million each this year. Do you know how long it takes to log on and be like, who is the highest paid NIL player? And it's AJ DeBanza at BYU.
Really?
And again, we do not know. These numbers are not official. It's not like the NFL. It's not like Major League Baseball. It's not like anything else. It's official. That's the number. The number that gets tossed around is $4.1 million as the floor, up to five from BYU, right? He is the number one NIL player in the nation. Number two is JT Toppin at Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. And he's at like $2.9 million. And number three is some Yaxel something at Michigan. He's like $2.1 million. That, again, these numbers are not official. They're not official. But anything you Google, those are the top three NIL. So when someone's like, well, we gave them $10 million combined. No, they didn't. There is not an Oregon player on anything you look. You think Nate Biddle's getting 3.3 and DeBanza's getting 4.1, or let's just round it to five. That math does not work. But people just hear it and they just believe it. I think Nate, our booster Nate. Put it in. It was like, what did he say? It was $1.5 million each apiece this week.
Is that
what he said?
Yeah, he's about right.
Yeah. That is a sensible number. You round it up to two, maybe. Okay. But I'm like, guys, the fact that you think three players at Oregon are getting $10 million combined, and then they're filling in it is an insane number. That is for basketball. That's insane.
That's not even the insane thing. That's saying, all right, they're spending, and as you're saying, like, top three, top five NIL for those three players. And then you spend all that money on that. And then you spend zero on bringing in anyone else that could help the team. That's where it's like, use your brains for a half a second and be like, all right, they're probably getting about $1 million each. Everyone else is getting fucking a handshake and maybe like half a tuggy or something. That's right. Cause they are, like, that's how much value they bring to the team.
And like I referenced this like a month ago, 6 weeks ago, you know, whatever it was. But like James Crepia, when he was still on the Oregon beat, Godspeed, James.
That's gonna be some believable info there.
Oh, I was trying to look for his sound drop and I fucked it up. Someone filibuster for me.
It is gonna be weird not having him at press
conferences. Well, James, I feel that way. I mean, I...
Like, it is going to be... Because that was like a guarantee at every post-game press conference, every post-practice, is you're going to get like 4 or 5 questions that take 2 minutes. And
yes.
And it's going to be weird not having that. Like, just actual... like, also sort of his like super in-depth, over-the-top football knowledge questions that aren't going to serve any purpose whatsoever. Like, nobody hearing the answer from Lanning is going to be like, oh, that's how he looks at a 2-gap against a, you know, a 3-8 covered, you know, like, oh, cool, right on. No, nobody knows what you're talking about, Crepia. We're not like coaches.
I don't think anyone even really cares.
Imagine that, like, on the Beaver beat, man. Good Lord. Oh. Good Lord.
That's going to be brutal. But let me wrap the bow on this before we move on from shitty Oregon basketball. Was Crepia, and I haven't checked it, but again, it's James Crepia. He's an autist and an artist at being an autist. So I assume he's vetted this. But he was like telling fans in like November. He was like, listen, Oregon hasn't signed a top 150 transfer in 2 years.
That's...
They're not paying like that. And again, this season is unacceptable. If Dana does it again next year, he has to be fired. You don't fire him this year. If it happens next year, you obviously fire him. You can't do 2 years in a row of this. But there's just got to be a reckoning of that. We got to be a little more realistic. And again, I think Dana fucked up on roster construction. You can see it from week one against Hawaii. Like I said 10 minutes ago, Wei Lin was not the guy. Dedrick Lindsey was not the guy. TK Simpkins, if he was a 4 or 5, it's fine, but team stinks. I'm just going to the games now as a joke. I think it's kind of funny. And yeah, that game on Tuesday was atrocious. And all these 8 p.m. weeknight tips were 7:30 is fine.
I believe
so the game didn't tip off until 7:50.
Yeah.
And so these 8 o'clock games were tipping off at like 8:30. It's insane, but that's the price you paid to join a league that starts in Piscataway, New Jersey, and run. You know,
I believe next Wednesday game is an 8 o'clock tip.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah,
and then the final game maybe I think is 7 on a Saturday against UW.
Saturday though, so
but it's a Saturday. Yeah, but
like the funny thing is the. The Penn State game. Penn State stinks. That's why Oregon won. But that was a noon tip on a Saturday.
It was fantastic.
Hey, there were only 6,500 people there. It wasn't a raucous crowd, but it was better than these Wednesday night games that tip off at 8:27 p.m. Like, there's nothing you can do. It is what it is. That's the clock. That's the Big Ten. You're going to have to play those. But it does kind of stink. All right.
Oh, very
off the Ducks.
So it was 1.5, by the way, for each of them. And he said,
which is a reasonable.
He said his sources are reasonable. Very good. It's not reasonable for Evans because Evans has never been good at basketball. I don't care what anybody
he's been
says.
Fine this
he
year.
Stinks. He stinks.
He had to keep
fine this
He year. Had to keep a. He couldn't lose another guy like that.
Like what? He sucks.
He's averaging 13 good. This year. He's averaging 13.
He's a bum. He's a fucking bum.
It's not you can't, bad in college.
You can't lose a guy again and goes and becomes like the Big Ten player of the year.
Yeah.
It just can't happen again.
I think Evans will probably go somewhere else
this
year. But I think there was a little bit of Khalil Ware like, oh, that's, shit. We shorted him a year. And... You know, it's mostly usage rate this year with Evans because who else is going to fucking shoot? But yeah, like the first 2 years, it was like, you're a 5-star averaging 5 points a game as a sophomore. Like, what the fuck?
Sophomore.
So, yeah, whatever. Stop talking about the Ducks.
All right. What else do you want to talk about? That's usually my job. So the Seahawks are officially up for sale. There's talk of the Blazers possibly not being in Portland anymore. There's talk of the Bears moving to Indiana.
Well, that's official. That's happening.
The Bears are officially moving to Indiana. Wow.
Yeah.
Just the stadium.
Uh-huh. Which I've heard arguments like, oh, it's actually going to be closer for some people from Chicago to go to that, the stadium in northern, you know, Indiana, wherever the fuck it's going to be.
Yeah, okay. My thing is, okay, I'll answer the Blazers thing. Blazers are not moving until Seattle and Las Vegas get new teams. It makes no sense for the billionaire owners to throw away hundreds of millions of dollars in expansion fees to let Portland just move to Seattle instead. That doesn't make sense. They might move after that. They're not moving until that.
Well, they're not. The thing is, they're going to need a new arena. The owners are going to want a new arena.
Sure.
So if they're not going to move them, a new arena is going to come before they would move. And then why would you move them after you just got a new arena? So it's kind of, they're not going anywhere.
I think they're so far. Cause like even that, Bill Oram article, it was like, you're floating out Vancouver, BC again. The NBA punted on that after 2 years and moved them to Memphis.
Yeah.
You're trotting out Louisville, Kentucky. Like, this guy's going to be satisfied playing in the Louisville Cardinals arena, like the Yum Center. That's
the Yum Center.
Like, okay. It's a nice arena. It's 15 years old or whatever. It's the same age as Matthew Knight, but it's not.
I mean, also add in, that means the WNBA team would move as well with them.
No, they're separate. They're completely
exactly. Separate. So all of a sudden, what, they're just going to play in the rundown Moda Center now too? Like nothing makes sense to the Blazers actually leaving Portland.
If Vegas and Seattle got teams and then they were still like, we need a new arena, and Portland's like, no, then okay. Mm-hmm. Then we can have those talks. But whenever someone just floats out those two cities, it's just lazy because it doesn't make fiscal sense for the league to do it. It has nothing to do with Portland. It's nothing to do with the fans. It has nothing to do with Clyde Drexler, Rasheed Wallace, Bonzi Wells, Maurice Lucas. It has nothing to do with anything associated with the Blazers. It makes no sense money-wise.
It only has something to do with the owners not wanting to spend a single dollar on building an arena. That's all it is. Why Chicago is moving to Indiana, because they are going to fund it, and they have a bunch of fucking different tax breaks and shit in Indiana. That's the difference.
In a place that is desperate and really has not had that in their city ever or in a very long time, is willing to throw all of their tax dollars at it. Like a city like Portland ain't gonna do it.
Chicago might still be paying for Soldier Field currently, like, and all of a sudden you're gonna want to try to run up more tax off these people to build a whole new one. It's like, I get it. As I mean, we saw it as a smaller scale here. We couldn't even get a fucking minor league baseball stadium built here on a vast, fairly unused area of the fairgrounds.
What are we gonna do with the fairgrounds? That's not fair. There's Candle Fest every other November. What the fuck are we talking about?
Where are the goats and the rabbits gonna go? Where am I gonna buy my beads?
I've been to Salamander Symposium. We cannot do anything on that land. What are we doing?
What are they supposed to do? Build that over the ice rink, like the incredible ice rink that's there at the fairgrounds? Like,
God, I cannot believe that place is still functioning.
Elite ice rink. No, but so now expand that out to, all right, still liberal Oregon, a very liberal city, in Portland, yeah, they're not going to want to pay for an arena. Chicago, pretty liberal city, and like I said, already kind of getting hosed on paying for an old stadium. You need these dumb red states that are just going to give you a free state. And it makes sense as an owner, because they're the cheapest fuckers in the world. They don't want to spend a single cent of theirs to build anything. So, of course, they're going to go, who gives it to them for free? I mean, Chicago fans are going to be upset, but guess what? They're still going to be called the Chicago Bears. San Francisco 49ers play a million miles away from San Francisco. No one will care anymore.
Giants play in New Jersey.
Like, Kansas City's moving to a different state as well.
That's the thing. Like, the different state thing is the thing that, like, sorta is weird optics.
The Chiefs are doing it.
No, I know, and it's still fucking weird. It's still weird,
but it's still Kansas City proper. It's okay. Not
Kansas City proper.
That's okay.
It's not as weird as the Jets and Giants.
The Bears are moving like really close to where they originally were, but it's in a different state. It's like
we're so fixated on this stuff. The Dolphins don't play in Miami. They don't play in Dade County. Like they don't play there. The Cowboys have not played in Dallas since like the late 60s. They play in an entirely different town, county, all that. I know we, without the advent of the internet, like we'd hear Arlington, Texas, and just think Dallas anyway. It didn't matter to us. But I mean, I get it. The different state thing is a little weird, but
we need to do with the Patriots, dude. New England. It's like a general phrase.
Yeah. A region.
The Pats, claim Boston, and they're closer to like fucking like Rhode Island is like you can piss off the stadium. Yeah.
You have like hit Rhode Island. I did it. You have to take a fucking train to get to Foxborough, and it takes like 35 minutes. It's not. It's nowhere near Boston.
It's the same with the Niners, man. It's fucking South Bay, dude.
And guess what? If I'm a Chicago resident, I'm happy because guess what? They're still going to hire almost everyone from Chicago to go work there. You're going to get jobs there still too. I mean, I don't even know what cities in Indiana are even there, like in that general area.
Gary, Indiana, is that a thing?
Yeah, Gary. Yeah, Gary.
No one wants to hire. Yeah. No one wants to hire meth addicts, so they're going to hire people from Chicago. So you're going to be taking money from out of state and bringing it to the good old city of Chicago.
See, this is what we need. This is what we need to do. We need to do like regional names. So like the Bay Area Niners, or the Midway Bears, or something like that. Right, like something like that. The South Beach Dolphins. No, South Beach is too specific. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean, though? Like, something like that.
Yeah. The Bayou Saints.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
They are very famously directly in New Orleans.
They are in New Orleans.
I remember that whole Katrina thing. It was
That whole pesky Katrina thing.
Pesky kind of a rallying cry.
And, you know, like that whole thing.
Yeah, there you go. Fender, the Lake Michigan Bears.
There you go. There you go.
Another great question. Great question from Booble. Worst town, Foxborough or Santa Clara?
Foxborough.
Santa Clara does suck though.
Foxborough. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been to Foxborough, I assume you're right.
Like 2 weeks ago it was the Super Bowl, and I think it was justly so. All the journos who were covering the Super Bowl were like, yeah, man, it does suck that we have to drive 52 miles from San Francisco to Santa Clara, and it takes 2 hours because it's a
metropolis. Bart, you dorks!
It's a metropolis running into San Jose. Like these are two big cities, right? So I was like, okay, that one makes sense. And then this last weekend was the NBA All-Star Game, and the amount of NBA journalists who were complaining about how hard it was to get to the Intuit Dome. And some of these I've heard in the past. I'll just name one, Amin El-Hassan. Not that name has to mean anything to anyone, but he's loved when the All-Star Game was at Staples before. It burned into my brain. So I looked in Staples Center, Crypto.com arena now, to the Intuit Dome, downtown LA to Inglewood. Depending on the route, is either 11 to 14 miles and takes anywhere from 20 to 35 minutes during rush hour.
I thought you were going to say like 20 minutes to 4 hours.
I was like, okay, dog, even if they're on the short end and it takes you like 40 minutes to get from downtown LA to Inglewood, just sit back and enjoy. Like, that's not that bad. It's Los Angeles. Like, yeah, if you had to go 2 hours, 90 minutes each way for an entire week during Super Bowl, I could see how that would be annoying. But again, take the BART or, you know, take something else.
Bro, hop on a train with your friends. Like, go with your journalist buddies. Like, what are you doing?
But it was so fitting to me because NFL scribes probably protect the shield too much, right? I think that's not an insane take. Where NBA scribes kind of go out of their way to like shit on all things NBA. So it was just very fitting to me. They're like, huh, you wanted what a hike it was to get in my Uber and go to Inglewood? Dog, your apartment was 8.5 miles away, or your hotel. Like, that's not that far.
Just think if someone's
a big city.
I mean, just think of people staying around in the Portland area, how long it would take you with traffic to go to the Moda Center. I mean, if you're driving, it's going to take you a good 20, 25 minutes, yeah, right? Depending on
like
what,
Iowa or Beaver.
Yeah. If you're even farther, it's even longer. Yeah. Right. So it's like, it's called a city guy. It takes a little bit to drive through it.
But
that's
that
why, yeah, you jump on. That's why you jump on the max and try to not get stabbed.
I will take the max.
Try to not get stabbed. You can probably find some meth. It's a great ordeal. Go for it. Have fun.
Having taken the BART like a whole bunch in the last, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years or whatever, like it's awesome. It's really easy. Like, just fucking get on the thing. Like, I don't understand. Like, you guys cover professional sports. You've been in big cities before. Like, you know how public transportation works, like in big functioning, high functioning cities. Like, just get on the fucking train and quit bitching. Like,
that's the funniest thing is I guarantee you these guys, when they like once or twice a year, when they have to go to New York to cover like a Knicks or whatever, they're like, oh, on their Instagram, nothing better than taking the 6 to Grand Ave. You know, I love this trip. And then when they're in San Francisco taking the BART, it's like, oh, God,
gross.
Public transport.
Look at all these liberals.
Gross. Gross.
There was a Mexican who sat near me. Ooh.
Disgusting.
I'll say, like, to their credit a little bit, I remember BART ending like a little before Santa Clara, that route. So like there is a little bit of a walk afterwards, but like it's not bad. Like, well, and you're in no. California. Like, what are we complaining about? Also by the way, the Super Bowl this year in San Francisco or Santa Clara, it was like warm. It was like a really nice day too. It was like in the 50s. You couldn't ask for a better Bay Area day. Like, so get enjoy it, man. It's the Super Bowl. You get to go to the Super Bowl for free and write about it. Like, shut up.
That's why I get them complaining about the All-Star game, cuz it's the NBA All-Star game and it's
nobody
atrocious.
Nobody wants to be there.
They don't want to be there. Nobody wants to be there, so they need something to complain about.
Okay, well, on that subject,
Dame wanted to be there.
The 3-point contest, still good.
It's never it's 3-point contest is really never going to be bad. It's
NBA dunk contest, not a hot take. Everyone says it, turf it, like, just get rid of it for a bit. And this isn't even like really dogging on the players that are in it. We've just kind of hit like human evolution's max. Like, and
no, there'll be a jump again in like a decade.
Will there be? Because everyone now is 6'10 playing basketball and they don't look cool dunking the ball no matter what they do.
Well, like, yeah, I guess. Well, like, I think they'll start transforming more into like these. You get these 7'7 guys now, like Wemby.
That's not going to look cool either.
But they'll start turning it into looking cool. They won't be.
No, well, not a chance. JaVale McGee, we've gone through these 7-footers trying to dunk. They do cool shit, but you're like, you're 7'1".
Yeah, you're
That's
supposed to.
That's not cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You're supposed to. Yeah. You need someone like in that sweet spot.
Put a height limit on it.
The problem is they're not super athletic. Like, they're tall, they are athletic, but they're not like Levine and Gordon and, you know, like, way back farther than that, even like Jordan and Dominique. Like, they're not athletic. They can do cool dunks just because they're tall, but they're not able to do spectacular dunks like Vince Carter could do.
I disagree. I mean, there are more freak at like Shaedon Sharpe is a freak athlete.
Okay, well, does Jackson Hayes jump off the page?
Well,
and
the problem is the problem is you're getting no name fucking scrubs in there. Yeah, that is what's killing it too. No one, because who wants to get behind? Oh yeah, I don't even know the fucking guy that won. I didn't know the guy that hit the side of his head on the side of the fucking backboard. I didn't. I pay attention probably more than most people to the NBA. I had no clue who the fuck they were.
Well, that guy was Jason Richardson's son. Played at Michigan State.
But he doesn't play in the NBA.
I'm not really dialed into Magic basketball.
On that note, did they make a decision where like McClung couldn't do it? Like, were they just like
he didn't? Well, he didn't want to do it.
Okay, then why?
Well, he said
he's doing like snapback players videos or whatever, right?
Yeah, like some of the players said they wouldn't do it if he did it.
Yeah,
is what I read.
Yes, yeah. Okay. He's played in like 10 NBA games in 4 years. Like at a certain point, I get the resentment.
You gotta stop at some point, like letting a G leaguer win the NBA dunk contest. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Send out some good players to do it. How about that?
They
don't want to.
Who would you want to see in the dunk contest? Right.
Except, I'm sure Shaedon Sharpe could do some cool dunks.
He's won.
I'm not tuning in for Shaedon Sharpe.
Well, I'm just saying he could do cool things. He's a bigger name than anyone that was in this. I mean, they're players. That's just the answer. Just out the fucking window. No one cares.
It comes back in a couple years. That's cool. The All-Star games on Sunday were fine.
Yeah,
until the last one when it was like, hey, here's the old team. They just played three straight games. Play the young team. That didn't go so well, but
Dame winning the 3-point contest was cool though. Like it was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Dude hasn't played a game in a long ass time, but fuck it, roll him out there. He can that is exactly what I am wanting from Dame when he eventually comes back. Like he's not going to be athletic. He's not going to be able to play D. Like I don't want that from him. I want him to spot up. Let the young kids like do all the athletic crazy shit, spot up, get the occasional, you know, like long rebound out to you, shoot a three, knock it down, let the guys drive into the lane, kick it out to you, just shoot threes, spot up and hit threes. Like he's always going to be very good at that. He could do that shit until he's like 45 years old. You know what I mean? So that was a nice thing for me as a Blazer fan to see is that, Dame, he can still shoot. He's still got that part of his game. It's probably never going to go away.
Yeah.
So just do that.
He is going to.
All right.
He is going to be even more of a liability on defense, though. So limit his minutes.
Yeah. No.
Doesn't need to play
15 minutes a game
minutes.
Or something like that. Like yeah. Spot up. Give me 14 points.
Be Eddie House off the bench. Come in and drop 15 in 4 minutes, and then sit back down.
Does Dame come back for the play-in round this year? Is he available?
He's good, if he's good to go, yeah, I think he'll play. Oh, I mean, they're already talking about Jason Tatum like coming back here shortly.
Very, very much a younger player.
Yes, very much.
That's kind of why I asked. Yeah.
I would say, you know what? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say we see Dame in the play-in game.
I love this.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
But we'd also need, I think we need to see him maybe like two games before the season ends too. So by the end of the season, I think he would play some minutes.
I don't even need to, I don't even need him to get his legs under him. You know,
come
what I mean?
In cold, just come in cold. Playoff game.
Yo,
go, Dame.
Look what the guy just did cold. He fucking won the 3-point contest. Like, yeah. He's good. He's a vet.
The game to get the 7 seed is Warriors Blazers in San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And Dame just comes in the third quarter for a little heat check.
Just
all right.
Just drops that Klay Thompson like 25 and a quarter and just
drops
sits.
Well, I was thinking like 8 in like 4
eight?
Minutes, but you know.
Right. That's fine too.
Well, I mean 9 in 4 minutes cuz they're all going to be.
They're
threes.
All threes.
Yeah.
They're all threes. Fair enough.
This is math at some point.
Right. But going forward, you know, they are talking about implementing the new like no tank rules, right? They came out with that today. We'll see if it actually gets done. But guess what? Going forward, as a Blazer fan, you're not going to get penalized. It sounds like for making that play in the game, you're going to have a chance to still hit the lottery, even being in that playing game, which.
So will
that,
you,
that,
will
that,
you
that was,
go over
that was our big knock the whole time.
Go over what those rules are. Like, what are the playing rules, or the not playing rules, the tank, no tank,
the rules. No tank rules.
Yeah,
I don't know. I need to give up the exact ones. If I can remember off the top of my head, it was you won't be able to have back to back top three picks, I believe was one of them. Right, let me just pull it up. That'd be,
yeah, okay. Because
it was like
I like the idea of no tanking. Like, you know, you have to keep the like competitive angle of sports intact, I guess.
But also
like their strategy to everything, and it's like, I mean, you're forcing the team to do something they don't want to do, and so yeah. I don't know, is that legal? Like, I don't know.
So this isn't going to factor into the players' union at all, right? This is strictly owners would have to agree to this, or can the NBA just pull a Trump and say these are the rules?
Executive order.
Make an executive order on this. So here are the rules. So first round draft picks can be protected only for top four or top 14 plus selections.
All right. Thrilling.
Thrilling. All right. Well, here's a lottery odds freeze at the trade deadline or a slightly later date. So the end of the season tank's not going to matter if they freeze around the trade deadline.
Wow.
So you'd have to start tanking from the start of the season, more or less.
Man, so if you just like naturally suck after the trade deadline, you're screwed.
That hurt. Yes, that's the worst thing to happen.
Yeah.
No longer allowing a team to pick in the top four in consecutive years or after consecutive bottom three finishes.
Nah, don't like that one.
No, because, I mean, you could be trying. I mean, look at the Pistons.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're trying to be bad, right? Like,
exactly. The Pistons were, like, setting records for losses, but they were trying. They just had a shitty young team, and now they're one of the best teams in the East because they kept getting, you know, being able to re-up.
Yeah. Two seasons ago, they lost, like, 27 straight games.
Because of the lottery. Yeah. Like, exactly.
I agree with you. I don't fully like... teams can't pick in the top four the year after making the conference finals.
No, so is that, I don't like that either.
Like, is that almost like a night, like trying to, you buy a championship and then have to go full rebuild?
Well, I think it's also like the Thunder type thing, mm-hmm. where they traded all these picks 7 years ago, 5 years, 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and now they're the NBA champs, and like the Thunder could really get like the Hawks like number three pick this year. It's something kind of crazy.
But it'd be shitty, you know, like...
But it's because they did good business. It's because they did good business 4 seasons ago.
Exactly.
I don't like these rules. I don't like these.
But also you'd have a scenario like last year where, oh, Jason Tatum blows his Achilles and the Celtics would be dog shit, you know, or, you know, so your best player gets hurt in the playoffs. You make a trade, you know, all of a sudden you're bad. And it's not your fault. You're not trying to be bad. Guys are hurt.
I don't know. I don't know that I like this at all, actually.
We still got three more here. We got lottery odds allocated based on 2-year records.
Huh.
So it's a 2-year rolling average for where you finish is kind of how I see it.
They're punishing teams for being bad 2 years in a row, but now they're helping them for being bad 2 years in a row. Like they get better lottery odds if they're bad the previous year too. Like,
I think this goes with the one before of someone making the conference finals and then being real bad the following year.
Okay,
It almost like worsens your, you know, you can't get a top four pick on top of it. Sounds like you'd have less chance to get a lottery pick.
Yeah, you can't. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We got.
I don't like
lottery extended. Lottery extended to include play-in teams, which is the one that could benefit the Blazers.
That's fine with me. The Blazers are always
on that fucking bubble. Like,
exactly. So having a chance for lottery picks, still great. And then flatten the odds for all lottery teams. So my guess is no one's going to have that like 28.9% chance that it'll all be 15% between four teams or whatever it is, three teams.
I don't like that either, because then you're going to have like teams that are barely in the lottery with the same chance to get the number one pick as everybody else. That's not a lottery.
I know, but that takes out, that does, for the handful of teams that are tanking, that does eliminate tanking on purpose because it's not benefiting. It does its job of what they're trying to accomplish. It just, it feels like it hurts teams that It hurts teams that aren't tanking but are losing, and it benefits teams that are like the Blazers. It sounds like it benefits the middling teams that are trying, but they're just not quite good enough to actually win.
Well, I mean, the Blazers have been tanking before.
They have, yes, but they've also been in that play-in seed a lot.
I think this is all just overthinking the problem.
Yeah,
because do I think the Jazz are egregiously tanking by every time they're leading, they just take out all their starters for a quarter plus? Yes. But you want to know what I don't give a shit about? Utah Jazz basketball. They're bad. They're boring. I will never watch them unless they're playing the Blazers and it's convenient for me to watch that game. So like when individual teams do tank, I get it. It does kind of screw with like the integrity of the game, but the teams are so shit. Who cares? Who cares?
I don't know. Cause it seems like they do a fine job of if like a generational talent comes through, like a Cooper Flag, they could still rig the game to get him to a team where people care about.
Right.
So
for sure.
Cause that would be the one thing you'd be pissed off. You know, like when Zion went to New Orleans, they were probably like with the time, like, this kind of sucks. We wanted him in a good big market or something like that.
Couldn't have got him to the Knicks. Damn it.
Exactly. So, I mean, they find workarounds if they need it.
Life finds a way.
I agree with you, King. They're overthinking it.
They're overthinking it.
They did too much. Have like two or three changes maybe, but like that's a laundry list.
I don't need a nine-point plan.
How about instead of like all this lottery, because it all seems to be very much based around draft picks.
Get rid of the lottery?
How about you just find the fuck out of these owners? If you're so concerned about tanking, you see tanking, you find the fuck out of them. So guess what? Owners do not like losing money. So guess what they're going to stop doing? They're going to stop tanking. There you go. Problem solved. It's always money. That's the answer.
We got our chat saying that Silver needs to go, which is
the NBA has gotten worse with him in charge.
I tell you what, you say that like two or three years ago, I don't know that anybody is with you. But I think this year,
I think when he changed the MVP trophy and the Larry O'Brien trophy like 2 years ago, 3 years ago maybe now, is people went, maybe he's doing too much. We applauded you during the bubble. We applauded you during Floyd, COVID, did a good job. Why you're making the Larry O'Brien trophy so weird looking now.
He's overthinking it.
I don't know about this.
He's overthinking everything. That's it. Yeah.
Like someone put in the Discord, and I forgot how funny like that the press release about the change was. We're like, it's now tilted at a 46-degree angle, which is actually more accurate than the 44-degree angle it's been at traditionally.
So,
what the fuck are we doing?
I think you'll find the hypotenuse of the Larry O'Brien trophy is now.
Why do you think Trump hates the NBA? Because, of course, they tilted to 46 and not 45, 47.
Hey, there you go, Matt.
I like where you're going, man.
Yeah, that's overthinking it.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
question for Boob, who replaces him? I don't know.
Who cares?
No one knows. Who cares?
I don't
fucking
know.
I'll give you a guess. Can I say this?
Like a lawyer?
This will be controversial. Well,
okay.
An Ivy League Jewish lawyer. Oh, okay,
I got you. What? No way.
Whoa.
Weird.
Just bear with me.
Weird.
Just bear with me. Yeah.
All right. Should we
definitely went to prep school in Connecticut. Mm.
Should we do our list? Do you have any other sports? Yes. I don't think so. I don't have anything. Let's do our list.
No.
I will say that I like the MLB spring training hats.
I like them very much, but did you see the price on purchasing one?
Yes. I was going to buy. I even went down to a dad hat, and it was like,
off.
I can't pay $40 for a dad hat.
The
allure of the dad hat is that it's like $19. Like, man.
$56 for a fitted.
Yeah. That yeah. I literally
fuck like, off. God, they're cool. God, they're
I like the Cactus League design and everything. Yeah. And
yep.
Nope.
we have all a right, request. Liz. We have a request to talk USA Hockey. Have you guys been watching the Olympics?
I've like, been pretty ignorant on the hockey. So
I've been out for like a lot of but, it. I watch curling and like some hockey like in the last couple of days.
Sunday would be the final, right? And we're hoping it's US Canada.
Yeah.
I'll be locked in on that one.
The women won gold.
Was a banger. That was a banger today.
What's that?
It was a banger game today. The gold medal game today.
Yeah, the women's game. Absolutely.
Yes, yeah. The women's game.
Yes. Defender scores on like a sick ass move to win it, like in overtime. Beautiful stuff.
I mean, the captain sets the all time U.S. scoring record by putting one in with 2 minutes left to tie it up, too. It's like,
love to see it. Love to see it. I mean, made it a little too interesting, if you ask me. I mean, what is Canada? What are we doing here?
Like, yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
I mean, it is Canada. I believe they have four and the U.S. has three. I think that's the gold medal total for hockey.
Neighbors to the north. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Well, I mean, Canada. Don't talk bad about the 51st state, Braga. Come on. Those are going to be our brethren here.
That was going to be Puerto Rico. So, you know, during a different administration, we almost had a different one. All right, so are you guys happy? We talked like hockey. Is that cool?
And see, WC put it like first women's figure skating gold in 24 years. I mean, do people like not realize like the U.S. kind of stinks at the Winter Olympics? Like, especially like you always see a bunch of like speed skating stuff like that. I was like, yeah, they've won like one gold. And I was like, yeah, Paulo Anton Ono like 20 years ago.
all of our athletes go to like Scottsdale, South Beach, and UCLA's campus to train in every sport. That's it. That's the only three places they go to. Or a ranch in Texas. Like, we're not built for the Winter Olympics. Like, we're not sending our best to St. Paul in January. We're not sending them. Just as a nod to the past to Lake Placid to hang out and train, we sent him to Scottsdale. It's cold when they get to Tempe. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's not our thing.
I mean, yeah. So you're shocked when the Weegians fucking dominate the medal count. It's cold and snowy most of the time there. It's
exactly.
Like, yeah. That's called going to work. They're doing the cross country skiing to get to work.
Like even Americans that like ice fish, we now throw big portable shacks that way, and it's 72 degrees in there, and there's a Bluetooth, you know, monitor and a TV. We don't do cold in this country anymore. We don't.
Especially big up to global warming. Also, we don't have to deal with it as much.
Yeah.
Big shouts.
That fucking
hoax. That Democratic hoax. Global warming.
We fix it up.
We fix that right up.
I look at it at the Winter Olympics like I look at the Summer Olympics. Like, as long as women's
much different. We are.
No, listen to me. Please listen to me. As long as women's hockey wins the gold, as long as women's soccer wins the gold, I'm happy. And basketball, you know, like if the U.S. loses in basketball, then, you know, it all hell breaks loose. But like everything else,
which is probably coming in 2028, if we're being completely honest.
We'll see. I mean, all the guys who starred on the last USA team are going to be retired. So. Yeah.
Like, Halliburton will be the last remaining husk of the 2024
version. I don't think he played a minute.
He did not.
He did not.
He did not.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Darren Williams somehow?
That was the joke, right? Like he has a picture. Yeah. It's like, I got the gold medal and didn't do anything or whatever. Yeah. I got the A on the group project and didn't contribute.
Yeah, the group project. Yeah.
All right. Let's do our list.
Wait, yeah. Real quick on that. How long is the USA Olympic committee going to allow men's basketball to not win gold before they start trying to like give Luka citizenship and making him play for the U.S. kind of shit. You know, like
making him play for the U.S.
Well, like that, was it Eileen or Eileen Gu, the one that's the skier, snowboarder? I don't know, but she's American, but she's competing for China. Like,
China.
They do that already with, like, long distance runners in the Olympics. Like, people that wouldn't make, like, their Kenya national team, like, we'll go play for the U.S.
No, that's because they're not.
Doesn't
good
Carl
enough.
Anthony Towns play for like Puerto Rico's team in the Olympics?
Does he? Yeah,
so he's pretty sure he plays like the Dominican team or the Puerto Rican team because he's like,
that's because they're not good enough to be on their national country.
They're still meddling.
So they go to the other country so they can have a chance at meddling, but they're not.
Yeah,
good
and
enough.
They meddle.
I guess so.
We're getting some medals out of them. Yeah.
Weijin was really good, Ski. Like our chat. Yeah, well, really, like everybody.
WCP's 6% Weijin.
Never heard Weijin before, and I love it. Mm. So I'm stealing it. Can we do our
fucking
list now?
Weijins. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Isn't Weijin like an old Baltimore Orioles catcher? Like, current, like a
Weeders,
Weeders, Matt Weeders, Matt Weijin, yeah. Baltimore Orioles catcher. Sorry,
all good. Our list. So another, it's going to be another movie list. Another actor died this week, Robert Duvall. He was very old, but holy shit, did he have a
Duvall
really prolific career. Like, so many amazing things that this guy was in. So we're going to do top three Robert Duvall movies. Or top projects, I guess? I mean, he was in TV shows too, so it could that could be on there. I don't know. By the way, right in line with our podcast, he was very, very conservative and big Giuliani supporter, and just FYI, just putting that out there.
America's mayor.
America's mayor. Like, big, yeah. He was invited to the W inauguration, like, super duper right wing. I mean, old white guy, you know. It is what it is.
Old white guy with money.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there at some point. The older we get, the further right we go. Right? That's how it works. All right. So who wants to start? Duvall.
I guess I'll go. I'll knock this one out. Probably the only one has it. My number three Robert Duvall vehicle is Gone in 60 Seconds. I'm going to throw Cage in there.
Wow.
Duvall. Yep.
This guy shoehorning Cage in one way or another.
Yep.
Love
I'm getting Cage in there.
God, 60 seconds. Out of all the Duvall movies, God damn it.
It's one of the better Cage movies.
All right.
So that he
right,
was a
we'll
part
take,
of
we'll
one
check
of
out
Cage's.
My number three, the fucking Godfather.
Yeah. Duvall.
Find a different end of the spectrum.
Which one? One?
Or two?
Part two?
That's a choice. Yeah, let's go one. I'll go one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, introduce the character in one. Yeah, works for me. What you got, King?
My number three, Apocalypse Now.
Duvall.
Such a banger character, man. Like, just fucking elite character acting in that movie by him. Let's see. Three's from the chat. Booble says John Q. This is number
Duvall.
Three. WCP Open Range.
Duvall.
Series Newsies.
Newsies. Duvall. Fucking Christian Bale.
That's good.
Newsies.
I like Newsies.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I like Newsies as his number three.
it's a funny drop.
It's funny. Yes.
Yeah.
Fender's number three is Apocalypse Now as well.
Duvall.
Or as I like to call Newsies, Gaze of New York.
Duvall.
Old timey, at least.
Old timey. Well. Old timey.
Hey there,
son. We got the news. Who's got the news?
You want the news? We got the news.
I got a stovepipe hat and the news. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Look at my hat. Madame. Care to read about Ellis Island, sir?
Hey, mister. Hey, Care. Mister. Have you heard the news?
Just for a nickel.
Get this afternoon's news for a nickel, not a pickle.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Ski, you're up.
I watched that movie in the theaters. That was what
a time. Did you in the theaters?
It was a big deal. It was a big deal.
Did you dress up for the part? Like,
I did not.
You look like a fucking rag. You look like a ragamuffin. Yeah, that's what they're all fucking.
I mean, just naturally, good, he looked like a ragamuffin.
Ragamuffin drop.
My number two, I like where WCP is at. My number two is Open Range. Duval Costner combo.
Duval.
Cowboying it up. Fucking range wars and shit. Yeah. Quality.
I think he's leading with like the side actors. He's going Cage, he's going Costner, these first two. Like
Cage and Costner, man.
I'm with you.
Duval wasn't a leading man. He just made movies better by being in them.
It was like MSG, you know?
Yes. You just you need that in there to make something fantastic.
He's a lot like Tommy Lee Jones in that way, I think, you know? Never a leading man, but like always makes the thing he's in incredibly good. Yeah.
I mean, Men in Black, kind of a leading man.
No, that's Will Smith.
Fugitive.
No, that's Harrison Ford. No.
They're 1Bs at least.
Yeah. He's a supporting actor in those movies. Like, all of them.
Ah.
No Country for Old Men, like...
I don't care.
Nice.
Tommy Lee drop. Nice.
Yeah, nice. Tommy Lee.
Got it. All right, let's see. My number two is The Judge. RDJ. I think it was his last like Oscar nomination, I think. It's wild that movie's like over 10 years old now, but yeah, he's really good in it.
He's very good in most things he's in.
He's a good actor. That's sort of the point.
Yeah.
All right, what you got, King?
My number two, Secondhand Lions.
Duval.
Michael Guy.
And then Haley Joel Osment.
Damn
right.
Mm-hmm. Haley Joel Osment. Let's go.
Yeah.
I love that he's just
It was
like
a crazy movie. It was a weird movie.
I love that Haley Joel Osment's just like grown up into like a normal dude, like kind of overweight, like has a big beard.
Yeah.
Just like, you know.
Does cocaine on the slopes. I don't know if you saw that like a month or so ago.
I love that for him. Does he? That's great. I didn't see that.
Yeah, got arrested on like a on the mountain for.
I mean, was he with his fam? Was he with his family, or was this like a
just having fun?
Like a boys, I guess.
I think it was more of a bros trip.
Fine then. Yeah, it wasn't with his family. Fuck. Who gives a shit?
You get arrested for that?
I mean,
yeah, fuck that.
Don't get arrested for it.
Okay. I got a problem with the ski slope police in that case. Like, what are we fucking
doing? Well, he was being
doing?
A weirdo. I don't think he...
Well,
I don't,
was he being a weirdo?
Yeah,
was he Shia LaBeoufing it at
kinda.
Wherever the fuck
like,
he
just went? I don't think he could get off of the lift. I think that's what it was.
Oh. Right.
He got too zooted off it and just...
Yeah, like, you gotta get off, sir.
He's like, I fucking can't. Okay, die, man.
I can't, man.
Hey, we've all
I wish
there.
I could.
Yeah. Some people get locked jaw. He gets a locked body. You know, he just couldn't do it. That's what it is. Side effects. All right. Let's see. Two's in the chat. What do we got? Fender's The Great Santini.
Duval.
I don't know what that is. I haven't seen it. Maybe I'll.
Be like that's just gotta be like a seven. It's going to be 70s or so one.
Like,
I guess.
Yeah, streaming somewhere. Boobles is Kicking and Screaming.
Duval.
I don't believe you. And then WCP's is Godfather 1 and 2. I didn't know we could pick both.
Duval.
That's highly illegal.
Yeah. It's, okay. Fine.
Got to make a fucking decision.
I guess we're just like allowing anything in this society nowadays. That's the problem with kids these days. Swoosh is the judge, like me.
Duval.
Yay, all day.
Hold on. Was there an actual character in Newsies called Crutchy? Is that what this reference is from Swoosh? Germ cosplays as Crutchy?
Crutchy.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was a character called Crutchy.
Oh, please, sir. Would you like a paper? Please, sir. It's only a pence. Please. Yeah. Every paper I sell, I get a piece of bread.
All right. I was unfamiliar with the great Santini, so I had to look it up.
Yeah.
His character just looks like Andrew Scholes. I was like, oh my God, Andrew Scholes was in that?
Call
that can't be. It's 1979. It's not. It's Duval.
Duval.
1979. That is that. 47 years ago. That's crazy.
Speaking of 47.
That's
coincidence. Am I right?
I don't think so. I don't believe in coincidence. All right, what's your one, Ski?
My number one is Godfather Part 2.
Duval.
I like that choice. My number one is Apocalypse Now. Because, again,
Duval.
An incredible character that he was able to come up with. Smelling napalm in the morning is like one of the most classic lines in the history of film. So. Yeah.
Speaking of classic lines in cinema, my number one is
Joel Osment.
2022's great Hustle, when he looks him in the eye and goes, "You want to be a Nick? You want to be a Nick? Oh, I do.
Sir.
You call me cool. You call me so."
You know, this is so great because, like, early in the podcast today in the chat, like, people were talking about how much they loved when you do voices, King. And you have shown us, like, such a wide array of voices in this episode. Like, it's that's such a good way to, like, close this out.
Show me you.
So
you're going to be a Nick. Yeah. You want to be a Nick? You want to be a Nick? Who wants to be a Nick?
Oh, man. All right. So that is our three. Let's see. One's from the chat. Boobles is Four Christmases. WCP's is Days of Thunder. Yeah.
Of course it is. Fucking Robin's Rising.
Yeah, yep, makes
nothing
sense.
Wrong with that.
Yep. And then Swoosh, A Civil Action.
Duval.
And then Fenders is The Judge.
Duval. Yeah,
lots of honorable mentions. I'll do the ones that we didn't name. To Kill a Mockingbird. That was the first movie he was in was To Kill a Mockingbird, and he didn't say a line, but still really cool. The Sixth Day, Deep Impact, Phenomenon. Let's see.
Was Phenomenon the one where John Travolta learned how to speak Portuguese?
Yeah, he had like a brain tumor. Is that what it was? But is he an angel?
Or the angel?
One of the
an
other.
Angel.
Yeah.
Michael. Wasn't that Michael?
That was Michael.
Was there a movie called Michael?
Oh, Michael where he was? This was like mixed up every time.
I think he was like became a genius because he had a brain tumor.
Yeah,
I think
that's did. Yeah. Yeah, and speaking Portuguese and like
and speaking Portuguese.
Yeah.
I got two honorable mentions that weren't said. Mm-hmm. King should like this one. Falling Down.
Oh yeah.
I don't like the Duke, but the original True Grit.
Yeah,
it's a good premise movie.
It's a perfect story. Yep.
Yeah. I actually like the newer one more. So.
That's because it's fucking great. The newer True Grit is a great fucking movie. Like that does not get enough credit. How great that fucking movie is. Wasn't that like the first thing Hailee Steinfeld did or something like that too? Like,
but, yeah, she was the one. Yeah,
fuck that movie rules.
Yeah, once you get fucking old fucking John Wayne the fuck out of there, you could actually make a good movie.
Racist alcoholic ass John Wayne. Yeah. Give me a leading guy who's a pothead instead. Give me that. Let's see. So honorable mentions, a couple more. Thank You for Smoking, The Paper.
Duval.
Yeah. The Paper.
Yeah.
Duval.
Not the Mike Schur vehicle that is currently streaming.
No. So again, like, arguably the best supporting actor in the history of cinema.
Robin. So he was a Robin. He was not a Batman. He was a Robin.
Never. Yeah. Which is okay. Well, which is great. He knew exactly what he was. He's a guy you brought in to like make your thing better. Like, you have your superstar, you have your face, and then you have your incredible actor to fucking make it. Justify is the wrong word, but like make it legit. And he did that.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything
he was. Yeah, see, he wasn't a Robin though, because he actually did something. That's the difference.
Yeah, he's not a child either.
He's not a I have a child.
Teenager. Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on there, Bruce? What are you grooming some fucking teen
teens
here?
Yeah, grooming teens. Yep. Yeah, young teen boys.
Grooming teens beating minorities. What a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, he's great. He's a superhero.
Yeah.
I don't get it. What are we? Yes, correct.
All yeah, right, so I'm. Yeah, you and that's why you love Epstein. You think Epstein's a superhero as well, Braga, don't you?
Thank you for watching, and thank you for listening to the podcast, everybody. You can find us on all of the things. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. We are on the socials. We do a movie podcast every Sunday, and this week's movie is your movie, and it is The Wrecking Crew. It is on Prime, so watch that. Listen to us talk about it. Jason Momoa, Dave Bautista.
It was democratically voted on. It won. There was no shenanigans, no funny business happening here.
I swear to God, that's like one of the most fun bits that happens in our Discord, is that it's rigged. Like, yeah, like
swoosh, CRB. And, swoosh and, rigged election, rigged.
Yeah. Swoosh and Duck Duck Chef love to say it's rigged just because Angels in the Outfield keeps fucking losing. Like, yeah, by the way, like if you want to join in the fun there, like get in our Discord, Sports Parisian Discord. It's where you can give us movie suggestions and, you know, list ideas for the podcast and all that good stuff. So get in there. It's a good time. Yeah, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Fuck ice. Bye.
It wants to be a New York Knick.